We're doing brachot chaf gimel amud aleph. We're up to the sixth wide line. Amar b'shmul b'anachmani amar b'yonatan. Anitzach min kavav arei ze lo yitpalel. One who needs to relieve himself but shouldn't daven. Mishum shnemar yikon likat elokecha Yisrael. The prophet in Amos tells us, prepare yourself for your Creator. Preparation means one comes in and he is clean. He's cleansed himself internally as well. Amar b'shmul b'anachmani amar b'yonatan. May dichtish mo'aglecha kashot lechel beit elokim. What does the verse mean when it says in Ecclesiastes, watch your feet when you're going to the house of God? So the feet is very often a lashon nekia. It could refer to either aperture that we don't refer to directly. So it means, shmo atzmecha shelo techta. He says, what does it mean, watch your feet? Watch yourself that you don't sin. Shmo. Pause. Watch yourself. And so that you won't have to have raglecha. Your feet won't have to go to the house of God to bring a sacrifice. Shmo atzmecha shelo techta. Ve'im techta, havei korban lefanai. But if you did sin, so then bring a sacrifice. The pasuk continues and says, ve'karov lishmoa divrei chachamim. Be close to hear the words of the wise. Amar Rava, havei korov lishmoa divrei chachamim. Be close to listen to the words of the wise. The pasuk, he continues and says, "Shim chotim mevim korban veosim tshuva," because the wise, when they sin, so they bring a sacrifice and do tshuva. Mitet aksilim zavach. The pasuk continues, meaning al tik aksilim shechotim mevim korban veosim tshuva. Don't be like those fools that they sin and they bring a sacrifice, but they didn't do tshuva. They never fixed anything. The pasuk then says, "Ki enam yodim nasot ra," because these fools, they don't know how to do any harm, they don't know how to do any evil. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If they don't know how to do anything bad, then they're tzaddikim. Ela, no, what the verse means is, Al tika ksilim shechotim umdin korban, ve'inam yodim im ala tova emevim im ala ra emevim. Don't be like the fools who sin and bring a sacrifice, and they don't even know, am I bringing a sacrifice as a good thing, because I'm doing something good, or am I bringing a sacrifice because I did something bad? Amar kadosh baruch hu, God says, ben tov l'ra inam avchinim ve'emevim korban. They don't know the difference between good and bad, and they're going to bring a sacrifice before me. So that's his interpretation of the verse. Now remember, we said raglecha could be a reference to either aperture. So he interpreted it a different way. He said, watch your feet so you don't have to come to the temple and bring a sacrifice. And if you do bring a sacrifice, at least do tshuva. Don't be like the fools who don't know why they're bringing sacrifices. Ravashi v'item Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, they interpreted the verse differently. What does it mean, shmo raglecha? It means, shmo nekavecha b'sha'a shata omed b'tfila lefanai. Watch your apertures when you're standing before me in prayer. A person shouldn't pass here. It's disrespectful. You're standing in prayer. So you gotta stand respectfully. That's shmo raglecha. Watch your feet. It's lashon nekia. It's a clean way of saying, watch your aperture. The Braisa says if one is going into a bathroom, so he should remove his tefillin 4 feet, 4 footsteps away and then go in. He says it's only if you're entering a Beis HaKiseh that's already established, it's a set Beis HaKiseh. Aval Beit HaKiseh Arai Cholets V'Nichna La'Altar. But if it's never been used previously, you're the one that's going to inaugurate it, so to speak. So it's a Beit HaKiseh Arai, so then you don't have to distance 4 amos before you use it. So you can take off your tefillin, and right away one could relieve himself. But after one has used it, so then now it became a Beis HaKiseh, so then Malchik Dal Damot, one should distance oneself 4 footsteps, Umanichan, and then Don is filling Mitneshaso Beit HaKiseh Kavua, because now he's made it into a set Beit HaKiseh. Ibailahu, Maushiknes Dam Bitfilin Beit HaKiseh Kavua, Lashtin Mayim. The students ask, can a person enter wearing his tefillin into an established Beit HaKiseh when he is not going to relieve himself of Gdolim, he's just going to urinate? Lashtin Mayim. Ravina Shari, Ravida Bamatna Asar. Ravina permitted it, and Ravida bar Matna prohibited it. Atushelu al Rava, amalu asur, chashinan shemayifane ben. Rava said, once it's an established Beit HaKiseh, even though for me raglaim one could keep his tefillin on, But here we're worried that he's there and it's already set Beit HaKiseh. We're concerned he'll end up relieving himself. And others say the concern is he might pass here when he's wearing the tefillin, because once he's there, that's what might happen. So we don't permit him to go into Beit HaKiseh Kavua, even if he's only going for Mei Raglayim. Now Rashi stresses that here we're talking about the tefillin that's on his head, because on Amud Beis later on we'll see that the tefillin on one's arm, we're concerned that they might get filthy as he wipes himself. On the other hand, the tefillin of the arm are also covered, and the tefillin of the head are revealed. So we'll see. We'll see as we continue.